Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The international banking oligarchs have created a tsunami of fraudulent paper they use to buy real assets. Now they plan to give themselves dictatorial powers in the name of fixing the problem they created that will only deepen it. Webster Tarpley, author, researcher, joins us. He's breaking this down with his particularly insightful perspective. He'd gotten up to just J.P. Morgan Chase with $100 trillion conservatively in derivatives alone. Webster, continue.
That's just the official figure. They say $100 trillion of derivatives, but it's really something like 300 or how, we don't know how many, because it's not reportable. It's completely deregulated. One of the obvious things you'd have to do to come forward with this package to say spend $700 billion, if you wanted any credibility at all, you'd have to say, and we're banning derivatives from now on. We're going to outlaw derivatives, because that's the heart of this crisis. Now, if you listen to the hearings, I think the Senate Banking Committee hearings with Hanky Panky Paulson of Goldman Sachs, Helicopter Ben Bernanke, this feckless, incompetent Cox, who's the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and a guy called Lockhart from the Federal Housing Administration, they try to avoid saying that this is a crisis of derivatives. They say these are mortgage-related securities. That is not the essential point. They are derivatives. And in the course of this, strangely enough, Elizabeth Dole, who's running for trying to keep her seat in the Senate in North Carolina, she may get defeated, so she was a little bit more radical, let's say, in the questioning. She starts asking about credit default swaps. Now, as soon as you say credit default swaps, Paulson of the Treasury starts saying, that's a huge market. They're huge. Yeah, it is huge. It's at least $500 trillion. It may be as much as $700.
And that's what's bringing down AIG, that it certified it. But you just moved over a key point you made. I want to go back to this now or later if you like, Webster, but make sure we cover it. The statement that this is people defaulting on mortgages literally has nothing to do with it. We're talking about $100 billion there. This is their excuse to blame it on the people. This is about the leverage derivatives.
Right. It's peanuts. In other words, the fact that some poor schmo got a mortgage, an adjustable rate mortgage, and then defaulted because he couldn't pay is basically irrelevant. In other words, that's a factor of tertiary or less significance. It's just a side issue that they throw in. Naturally, adjustable rate mortgages should have always been illegal.
Yeah, they're predatory loan sharking, yeah. Usury. But the point is, it's a red herring, a scapegoat.
Yeah, because what they've got now is a theory, and you hear this. They say, a lot of loans were made that should never have been made. A lot of greedy people bought more house than they could afford, and that has led to the present crisis. This is absolutely nuts. You're talking about a derivatives bubble. I, again, estimate $1 quadrillion, that is $1,000 trillion to $1.5 quadrillion to maybe as much as $2 quadrillion. We don't know. Because none of this is regulated, none of it is reportable. One of the main categories is sure to be credit default swaps. Hanky Panky Paulson himself talked about mortgage-backed securities. That's obviously a derivative because it's paper based on paper. It's not mortgages. It's not even a bundle of mortgages. It's a bundle of mortgages with an extra layer of derivatives paper added to the top. And
I would say it's betting on the index.
If you want to solve Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the first thing you want to do is go in there and say, look, any mortgage-backed securities that you have, we're going to strip off that top layer of derivatives and declare that illegal. We're not going to pay that. In other words, you come down to the following. The $1.5 quadrillion of derivatives is antithetical to the future of human life.
That's right. It's a cancer that cannot be physically paid back. It's hundreds of times all the assets in the world. This is the black hole. We must escape it. We'll talk about how we do it on the other side, plus the amazing conflict of interest to have the former head of Goldman Sachs, Henry Paulson, heading up this Titanic.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is with us another 40 minutes. We're going to be opening the phones up here in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. Specifically today, in this hour, Ron Paul's on with us next hour. Congressman, I want to discuss and I want to talk about what is at hand now. Okay? And you can bring up the military deploying regular army to the U.S. or other subjects, but it really needs to be on subject. Not how I work for the Tooth Fairy or, you know, any of these other diversions or distractions. We normally have wide open phones, but on any subject. But right now we're looking at what's happening with the economy. Webster Tarpley, what about prosecuting these criminals? That's important. But you know, what concerns me the most is out of the gates the last few months, the corporate-owned media owned by the big banks and hedge funds and defense contractors that have pulled these scams, they are just telling us over and over again, no one did anything criminal, no one's bad, no one's going to be investigated, no one's going to be jailed. And that's really, just like Bush had them retroactively, you know, pass something to destroy the Fourth Amendment for warrantless spying on the American people. So he's trying to, you know, basically get a pardon retroactively. It's the same thing, and I'm sure you've read the section where it says nothing can be investigated, nothing can be reviewed by any court, the government, any agency, Nothing these financial institutions ever did once they go under the umbrella of Paulson, who, again, headed up Goldman Sachs. They can use the money. They can leverage it. They can buy more derivatives. They can speculate. I mean, this is just unspeakably corrupt and wicked, and you have the very people that engineered it doing it. So how do we bring them to justice?
The first aspect is the draft sent by Paulson and Bernanke was this infamous three-page outline where Paulson says, everything that I do is above the law. Nothing can be reviewed, not by a court, not by a federal agency. Now, this is blatantly unconstitutional. I actually think that some of the extreme provisions of that three-page document were put in there as a kind of a kabuki dance. In other words, he says, I want $700 billion, and I want it now, and you can't review what I do, and I get to do whatever I want, and to hell with you.
And then he can moderate, and it's the false
choice. And then
choice.
He can become more reasonable. I believe that particular provision has already been dropped, because that would be sure to be overturned by the Supreme Court, if there is a Supreme Court, but it is obviously in flagrant violation of the Constitution. Look, I would focus right now on getting the policy straight. Later on, once you have state power, you can prosecute all sorts of people. You can't put the cart before the horse. The question of a world economic depression is that it goes beyond stealing. The question of a world economic depression is the wrong policies that have now been in place for decades. These are monetarist policies. In my book, these are the Milton Friedman Chicago School policies.
Okay, Webster, we're going to get into that in a moment, and I'm going to give you the floor to cover that. But I don't think that's cart before the horse. That discredits their entire current wrong policy, as you put it, but to them it's by design. And so, you know, justice be done, may the heavens fall, it's been said
sure.
In many different ways. And so we need to, while everybody's paying attention to this, a year from now, you know, people will be focused on whatever the new issue is or some Russian war, and then the mainstream media can basically create collective amnesia. You're saying that we don't need to point out they're criminals now while everybody...
Yeah, they're criminals, but here's the thing. You got to understand, the reason that you're seeing all these criminals is, as it's been said, when the tide goes out, you find out who's swimming naked. In other words, a lot of the embezzlement, a lot of the theft, a lot of the abuses are now being revealed by the fact that a world economic depression is in progress. And the roots of the world economic depression go back to people like Nixon, Kissinger, Arthur Burns, George Shultz, who's still around, so is Kissinger, meeting in Camp David, August 15th, 1971, the wanton destruction of the Bretton Woods economic system, the fixed parities and gold settlement that had worked remarkably well since 1944 to allow the greatest increase in human productive power in all of recorded history. That was thrown out under the pressure from the British, who were demanding gold payment. Not De Gaulle, not the French, but the British.
And ever since then, we've seen a decline in production and standard of living and an increase.
Yeah, it's been going down. And risk, above all, the growth of risk. About 10 years ago, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase went on television, and he said, you know, my bank is in the risk business, meaning we gamble. The J.P. Morgan Chase is a huge gambling casino. Now, that's not what they should be. They should be providing credit loans to corporations for plant equipment and the creation of jobs.
It should be an engine of growth and stability, not a crime syndicate.
And above all, this aspect of derivatives as gambling, it's simply a bet. It's a bucket shop. It's just a kind of gambling. And if that's what you're doing, you have no ability to come to the public and say, look, we're a public utility. You should bail us out. They're not.
Okay, go back to the point you were making earlier.
The way that the risk came into the system is because of the, above all, the greatest risk of all is currency risk. From 1944 to 1971, currency risk was minimal. But the system was destroyed. The British didn't like it. The British wanted floating rates and competitive devaluations. The Canadian dollar was kept floating the entire time.
And they made speculation the economy.
They basically, the speculators have taken over the economy under the aegis of risk. The problem is the entire system organized itself to protect against risk. And now you see that the credit default swaps that were supposed to be the way to remove risk, at least that's how they were sold to suckers, they are now the center of risk. So
now explain to people what a credit default swap is.
Well, it's a kind of derivative. It's a so-called insurance on somebody going bankrupt. And now that they're all going bankrupt, this is bankrupting everybody. So it's basically a derivative in the sense that it's paper based on paper. It has built-in options and futures and other things, and it can have, you know, it can have thousands and thousands of elements in it. Basically, the thing that people have to know is that it's cancerous, it's toxic, it should be illegal, and it probably has been illegal the entire time. We had, in 1933, there was an attempt to corner the wheat market in futures using options. So futures options were used to try to get control of all the wheat in the United States. That led in 1936 to a very good New Deal law that said options on agricultural commodities are illegal. They're a federal crime. That remained in place until the great communicator Ronald Reagan came along, and he abolished that in 1982. But again, the philosophy here is deregulation, privatization, and free markets. Those are the slogans under which the entire regulatory edifice of the New Deal was destroyed by people like Gingrich. Take the Glass-Steagall Act. There's another great example. The Glass-Steagall Act said, look, a bank is one thing. Commercial bank is one category of institution. You want to be a stockbroker, that's got to be separate. All during the 1990s, the bankers agitated, no, we don't like that. We want to have J.P. Morgan stockbrokers merged with Chase Manhattan Bank. Now we want to have Goldman Sachs as a bank. We want to have Morgan Stanley as a bank. So you go from investment bank, which is no bank, but really just a stock jobber brokerage counting house operation. We want to make that into a bank. This is absolutely nuts. This was the first thing they did in the New Deal, 1933. Carter Glass of Virginia, who was a very conservative guy, said, look, we've got to separate. We've got to have a firewall between anything that has to do with issuing securities of any kind and having responsibility for deposits. That was abolished. Take another example, the uptick rule. Under the New Deal, the Securities and Exchange Commission was created, and it said you can't continue to sell short a stock if it's just going down, 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 down. Today they abolished that. This character Cox, who's the head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, came in, and last summer he abolished this uptick rule just in time for the great mudslide to begin, which is
and
now
just in time they make it harder for the average citizen to declare bankruptcy. Just in time they set rules where companies can steal pension funds. They plan this bank robbery very, very well. Now let's talk about policy. You know, we know what needs to be done versus what they're doing. We have the circling of the wagons. We have this meeting going on at the White House right now with Obama and McCain and Palin and
Pelosi and
yeah,
Reed,
all of them in train.
And Barney Frank and Dodd. Don't forget Barney Frank and Dodd because they are key.
Yeah, they've been involved in the deregulation in the mid 1990s. Clinton grandstanding, saying how great McCain is today.
Bob Rubin.
Yeah. So they're all together now with a sales job, and they've dispatched their minions in every major city to be all over the media saying we've got to do this, we've got to do this, we've got to do this. Break that down.
Well, I think in terms of the politics, the most important thing is to have a mass movement of people of goodwill of all types to oppose this kind of thing, but with realistic demands. In other words, if people say, well, my goal is to go back to a world where there's no income tax and no taxes of any kind, this is a utopian program. It's frankly crazy. And if that becomes the program, then that's a failure. It's a little bit like what the communists did, right? The communists said, look, it's not enough to have radical reform. We've got to have the complete revolution and the dictatorship of the proletariat. This is crazy.
And then you get 60 million people starved to death in China.
But it meant that in any situation where radical reform was possible, the communists would come on the scene as a saboteur of what was really within reach. So you got to steer away from extreme ideological or utopian programs. Now, the New Deal alternative, which I represent, is not utopian. It is tried and true. It is tested. It has been done before successfully. It worked then. It would work now. It's the only thing that worked. If we had gone ahead during the 1930s with more of this Herbert Hoover laissez-faire, deregulation, privatization, free market, don't touch the free market, then we would have had death on a mass scale, and by the time World War II came around, it would have been impossible to mobilize anybody.
Okay, Webster, we got a break. We're going to come back and take calls from Chris and Brian and Lindsay and Matt and others. Always intriguing. Got Webster for about another 20-something minutes. And I want to be specific when we get back, just briefly, about my view about the economic situation and my idea about New Deal-esque policies. So I'm not particularly in favor of those, compared to what we have with just mass stealing of the entire infrastructure, it certainly is better.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Yeah, I want to get away. I want to fly away, but I can't do that. I have a family, I have children. This is my country, and I'm not letting the crime syndicate take it over. They can either take over now completely, or we can expose their crimes and bring them to justice. Look, the British banking system orchestrated the collapse in 1929. They restricted liquidity. They criminally consolidated land. The Grapes of Wrath, that movie, you should go watch it, but it was much worse than that. And then certainly the New Deal over the next 8 years or so leading into World War II, certainly that did create make work, that did set up jobs for people. A lot of folks didn't starve because of it. And so it's You know, it truly is one of the lesser of two evils, because out of that grew the social services system, the CPS kidnapping rings, the federalization of our local police, the militarized control grid we now live under. The problem is, in complex societies, you know, there is nothing utopic. And so you're always going to have some type of governmental structure and system. You're always going to have corrupt individuals and others, great power and wealth in government and in structure. So the corporations are going to move in, not your corporation, some little one, the big ones, folks, move in and take it over. So the mainline conservatives say, oh, free market, leave it all to the market, leave it alone. But then they use government power, government selective enforcement, to really create a system that is government. It's not free market. It's a corporate command hegemon. It's a predatory, mercenary system of law of the jungle with them beating their chest at the top of the temple. And so certainly, do I want a $5 trillion bailout, as Bloomberg is saying it is? Really, 500, you know, not 700 billion, but 5 trillion? Do I want that of the bankers? Of the people that did all this? No. Now, because they have deindustrialized us by design, stating it was to make us more easily managed, now that there isn't any, you know, real industry left, 80%+ of it gone, now that the people are in such debt through the loan sharking that's gone on, that's all we can do now is take the power of the Treasury, use it for what it was meant to do, and they're already devaluing the dollar. So might as well go ahead and flood the real economy with capital to generate an infrastructure for us to live in and on. And so, you know, I think that's where in the intellectual debates people get into this libertarian camp or into the kind of Webster Tarpley, you know, government helping us view. The point is, the government is bad. It's out of control. It does horrible things. But because it's become a minion or a control panel for this international crime syndicate, and it will certainly become that again if it's big. But I say in the interim, use it to help the people survive and then pare it down and control it in the future. Webster, we're going to come back and take calls, but I needed to just add my view on that. Do you have any comments?
Well, if you look at history, I think you have a very hard time arguing government is always bad. The one thing you probably can argue is that bankers are always bad. Finance oligarchs, finance elitists, financiers, finance capital, you can argue that that is, if it's left unchecked, that will be evil. The government could be good or bad depending on who controls the government.
Yes.
I reject this notion big government is always bad. You need a government that's powerful enough in some future moment, different than what we have now, with real leaders, a strong presidency, not a weak one. Again, a Lincoln, a Franklin D. Roosevelt, even a Kennedy was trying to do this, to stand up, to say no to Wall Street. Look at Kennedy fighting Roger Blau of U.S. Steel, saying no to Wall Street and forcing U.S. Steel to back down when that was a gambit put forward by Wall Street. Right now you have three possibilities. You have a hyperinflationary bailout, which is what you're getting right now. That leads to the fascist corporate state. That
we have stagflation with a collapsing real economy.
Sure, with a world economic depression, because it doesn't work. You can't maintain the value of paper. Otherwise, though, the people who come forward and say, do nothing, go back to the free market, that is a deflationary collapse right now. And if you have children, you have to look at them and say, do I want the next 5 or 10 years of their lives blighted and possibly ruined so that they can't go to college, that they can't get jobs, they can't have a normal life?
But I see that as a fever, and I'm not saying I'm for that. I'm saying let's look at it, because that would bankrupt the police state. That would bankrupt the Pentagon control grid.
But historically,
or let me finish, Webster, please. Or it could actually energize that.
If you look at 1932, 1933, you'll see that the deflationary collapse occurred in 1930, and Herbert Hoover said, oh, no, I can't do anything because that would violate the free market, and the depression just got worse and worse. And in Germany, it got bad enough so that you could have an actual fascist seizure of power.
No, I agree. It's a wild card, and so I agree with you. Letting it implode has a lot of really dangerous aspects, and that's why they built the police state. They intend to go to that physical fascist model. And so we come back briefly, because I want to go calls for you, briefly, then talk about the other alternative. Webster Tarpley's our guest. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. My new film, Truth Rising, is now available.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We're here live. And Sundays, with an abbreviated transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Strangest thing, I got contacted yesterday by the folks with Great White. That's the music you hear right there. They're going to be in Texas doing an event where I was being invited out to that. baby. I guess everybody's listening to the show and they know I'm a fan. I'm going to go back to Webster Tarpley. Just a moment. Man, it's hard to turn music off like this. Crank it up for 30 seconds. All right, that's enough. We got to get back to the real world. What's happening? Webster Tarpley, recap those three different scenarios. You hadn't got to the third yet.
The three are these: the hyperinflationary bailout, and CNBC is now reporting that the congressional leaders have announced agreement in principle on the $700 billion bailout, with some, you know, window dressing, the stuff about no golden parachutes and some other stuff to make it look good. Lipstick on a pig. You have three possibilities. The hyperinflationary bailout, which is an attempt to maintain paper values by pumping in money. It doesn't work. It's a failure. This leads then to the fascist corporate state, but it also leads to things like the junkification of treasury bonds, the collapse of the dollar, and so forth. Then there's the free market alternative. The free market alternative says do nothing, and then you're going to get a deflationary crash. In other words, then you're going to get a situation where chain reaction bankruptcies go through the big commercial banks and the banking community, and ultimately everything grinds to a halt.
Possible road warrior scenario.
You're going to have, you know, no food in the supermarkets in a couple of months, right, or weeks. The third possibility is New Deal measures. The New Deal measures would be wipe out derivatives, seize bankrupt banks, and triage them. Some of them should be shut down. Some of them might survive, but wipe out the derivatives. Delete them, cancel them.
And I say arrest a whole bunch of the criminals engaged
sure.
in derivatives to send a shockwave through so they know the predatory activities in the markets are over.
Absolutely. You want to do some high-profile arrests. I'm all for that. Stop foreclosures. You want to keep people, all the politicians now say, keep people in their homes. Great. Let's have a uniform federal law. If you foreclose on anybody, you go to Leavenworth. If you shut down a farm, a business, a taxi company, a trucking company, a ferry, a railroad, an airline, any factory that produces anything, a dry cleaner, anything, you go to federal prison if you try to shut that down over questions of debt.
Because people are literally surviving on that. And people are saying, well, you can't do that. Oh, we can bail out the criminal bankers, but we can't keep our factories
yes,
open?
We want to have a bailout in reverse. We want to bail out production and people, not bankers. The other thing I think you've got to do is guarantee the social safety net. In other words, we're going to need unemployment insurance. We're going to need food stamps. We're going to need WIC for pregnant women to have enough protein so you don't get cognitive defects. You have a whole
array of... And so the CPS can kidnap them, too. That's important.
Of things like this. So you want to make sure that these payments are maintained. And then nobody tampers with Social Security, because then you're going to kill old people, or Medicare. No entitlement reform, no privatization, no looting of that by Wall Street, because that would be the next step.
And that will immediately start feeding private investment back into the real economy.
Yes, well, I think the step for investment, then, is you've got to say, look, the Federal Reserve is a failure. When the Federal Reserve was instituted back under Woodrow Wilson, the argument coming from Rockefeller and his school of thugs was, if you get the Federal Reserve, you'll never have a financial panic again. Well, it failed in the 1920s by stoking the bubble. They were doing that to try to support the British pound for various reasons in the 1920s. The Federal Reserve is responsible in many ways for the Great Depression of the 1930s. And above all, the Federal Reserve has absolutely failed as a regulator to deal with derivatives. Greenspan, Bubbles Greenspan, at the Fed in the 1990s, is the number one person responsible for
instituting
derivatives.
But I'm saying arrest Paulson, arrest Bernanke, they certainly need to be arrested.
And Greenspan, don't forget him. And don't forget Wendy Graham, the wife of Phil Graham of the McCain campaign. When she was at the Commodity Futures Trading
yes.
Commission in the very end of the first Bush administration.
Well, let's go over a list. Who needs to be arrested?
Well, Paulson, Bernanke, Cox, Greenspan, Wendy Graham, probably Rubin and Summers from the Clinton administration. We want to be even-handed.
What about the heads of these brokerage houses that we know have committed crime after crime?
Yes, we have Jamie Dimon above all at J.P. Morgan Chase, and so forth. Right? You can go through the list. Fold of Bear Stearns. I'm sorry, of Lehman Brothers and what's his name there?
By the way, the head of Lehman Brothers made $3 billion as CEO.
And again, the main thing is putting these people in jail is a deterrent, but that won't help you. That won't prevent you from starving. In other words, you got to.
By the way, folks,
the
don't think that we can't do this. This is how big things start. Don't
yes,
think
absolutely.
That when the, I mean, we've got to start talking drumbeat. Arrest them! Arrest them! Arrest them! Or they're going to continue. They're taking the bailout money already. The bailouts they got in the last year and using it to run around leveraging the markets.
We have to put them in a situation where they'd be concerned about bail, not bailout.
Absolutely. Okay, Webster, I want to take a few calls here. I want to get you back up, not late next week, but early next week. It's too
sure
much.
Thing.
Too much is happening. Chris in Alabama, you're on the air with Webster Darbley.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hello, this is Chris, Mobile, Alabama. I'm run a meetup group down here, and just had some ideas. Yesterday, I had a bunch of our members calling faction and doing everything they could. Our representatives here in Alabama, especially Sessions, and I think it actually had an effect, or at least it didn't hurt. Sessions is now, I don't know if you know, he's come out fairly opposed to the bailout.
Yeah, it's mainly Republicans against it. The Democrats are popping up and down for the criminal bailout.
Sad but true.
And then Sessions is also the ranking Republican on the Finance Committee, so he's a fairly good guy to target. And I'm putting a call out to anybody that's listening to the show to call Sessions, call his office in Washington, call his local office, send him faxes, do whatever you can do to kind of keep the heat up, let him know that, you know, we're thankful for his opposition so far, but we don't want to see him do a turnaround because, you know, it's the whole bait and switch thing.
Tell him we want a bailout because, see, they don't want us to do nothing and they get blamed for a depression. Tell them, no, we want bailouts for the American people. We're going to pay for it anyways. And by the way, folks that are rich, we're not going to have an economy if we don't bail the working class, blue collar, and lower middle class people out. I mean, if there isn't some basic bailout for the American people, the real economy is dead. You can pack up and leave the United States, and the depression that's going to ensue. Tarpley, you agree this a depression in the U.S., which we now see forming, will suck in the rest of the world?
Absolutely. It'll be a world crisis. And remember, the problem you have in the U.S. now is that since industry was destroyed under Volcker, Carter, and the first trilateral commission regime, like Obama now, everything is now imported. So the standard of living necessary for human life in this country now depends on international export financing, which is going to be destroyed.
Now, we've been made to be dependent by design, and a bunch of satanic, senile men are running it all. Chris, anything else? I appreciate your call. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, yeah, along that line, whoever does call him, yeah, try to mention some of the things that Webster's talking about, you know, ending the Fed, putting the Federal Reserve, you know, putting them out of business and going back to the Treasury, you know, printing the notes.
And folks, what I'm saying is, and I appreciate your call, I am for moving towards the free market. I am more the Ron Paul school, not entirely. I'm kind of a hybrid between the two because I know that, you know, that there are no utopias. It's a process. But we're like a man who has been in a life raft for 2 weeks, sunburned, lips parched, cracks in our skin, living on subsistence rations who can't walk. And so that's why we have to have a bailout of the American people, because we may die on the shore if we don't have that. And so that's what I'm saying. Webster, you like that analogy?
One good example, LIHEAP, the low-income heating assistance program of the federal government. It was supposed to be in the previous bailout, but Obama and Goolsbee said no to it. Now, any place where it gets cold, and that includes a lot of places, you're going to have people freezing to death this winter in the entire northern tier of the United States because the LIHEAP money runs out because there's not enough money in the LIHEAP fund in order to buy oil, heating
or
kerosene or whatever people
it's
use.
Simple. They cannot argue with us. Before they bail out international bankers, which shouldn't happen, but just for the sake of debate, they help the American people first. They get the economy going again with a real stimulus.
Right. You could take the $700 billion. If you want to have $700 billion, here's what you can do. $15 billion of infrastructure in every state. I mean, you'd have to sort of average it out because some states are much bigger. But an average of $15 billion per state, right? Obviously less for the small ones, more for the big ones. You could then begin to rebuild your railroad system and your highway system. And
all of that localizes, it localizes the money. And that goes into the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. You would basically give that to state governments, and they would subcontract to the private sector. It's not a government program in that sense. In other words, it does not create the federal infrastructure corporation, except if the bankers refuse to do it. In other words, if you can't get something produced in the private sector, if they refuse, then you have to go ahead and do it anyway.
Well, they've engaged in fraud, so we just seize their assets. Let's go ahead.
But in this case, it's clear that infrastructure companies would be glad to get those contracts, and that would immediately begin to deal with mass immiseration, mass unemployment, and put a floor under the economy.
All right, Brian in Illinois, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Webster. I'm a
Hello.
Big fan of both of you.
Hi.
Thank you.
I read Synthetic Terror, and I've seen Endgame, and it all makes sense to me. I just wanted to say that I thought last night the little sock puppet, he got up there and threatened Bush.
Oh, okay.
He threatened the American people and their Congress. I mean, basically, either bail my cronies out, or I'm going to burn your economy down. It's like Julius Caesar's family. You know, pay fire insurance premium, or I'm going to burn your house down.
Look, I would say there is a real economic crisis. In other words, this is a real economic depression of unimaginable proportions. The point is, it may not be quite as rapid as he says. It might be. It's hard to say. But he's obviously doing this to try to stampede people. It's similar to what he did after
9/11. It's clear financial terrorism. Paul Watson has a great article on PrisonPlanet.com. We need to get out to everybody where it breaks down. This is financial terrorism.
It was a threat, Alex, a threat.
It's an attempt to extort what he wants. And that
exactly.
Of course, at that point, you have to say, no, don't do it.
And by the way, did you see the look on his face? He was so predatory. I mean, it was a... He is a real son of a bitch.
Remember, of course, that he has no power. He's just a walk-on part at this point.
Oh, he's a cutout.
Power is now located in this Principals Committee, the Committee of Public Safety. That would be Paulson, Rice, Gates, Mullen. Those are the most obvious. And, of course, Paulson wants to be named economic dictator of the United States. He wants to live in a juridical vacuum where he could presumably commit federal crimes and nobody could touch him because of the provision in this three-page thing that they sent, right, saying that Paulson is henceforth untouchable and above the law. Now, that obviously couldn't fly, but that's
what he was
demanding.
No, I mean, it makes Paulson and the private banks divine right of kings, God emperor.
Robespierre, the uncorruptible, is above everybody else because Robespierre didn't end up too well. So the main thing now is to mobilize to oppose this. And remember, it will fail. You cannot maintain paper values for worthless derivatives. The intrinsic value of derivatives is zero or negative. If you remember the old little Abner comic strip by Al Capp, there was something called the Rasputnik. I think they meant the ruble in those days. And they said the Rasputnik is a currency with negative value because it's a nuisance and you got to pay somebody to come and cart it away. You got to pay a sanitation man to come and get rid of it for you. Derivatives are of that nature. Derivatives have zero value. So anything
they're only
that's
good
paid
earlier
for
derivatives
in the is theft.
Yeah, they're only good earlier in the Ponzi scheme when schmucks are still taking them.
Yes, I guess so. It's based on a mass delusion, and now that mass delusion is coming to an end. And again, if they want to be serious, again, when we make these arguments, these are basically killer amendments that clearly represent the public interest that ought to be attached to this bill. One of the things that could be attached to that bill as a wonderful killer amendment is ban all derivatives, outlaw derivatives. They were always illegal. We didn't have any derivatives to speak of 15, 16 years ago. It's all something that came under the Greenspan, Fed, the Wendy Graham.
No, I totally agree with you. Here we go. Let's thank you, Brian. Let's talk to Lindsay in Idaho. You're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I hope you're feeling better today.
I am.
Okay, I have two quick questions for Mr. Tarpley. I believe they're both related. I heard a couple of days ago on your show, Alex, somebody mentioned about annuities that people have that are issued either by insurance companies or I believe banks issue them.
Yes, those are not protected by the FDIC.
That's my question is, in other words, if the insurance company or the bank that issues the annuity to this person goes under, that it's not worth the paper it's written on. Is that correct?
No,
yes.
It's not, because you have the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation that insures deposits up to $100,000 in commercial banks, and that's all.
You have AIG that was insuring the annuities. You understand?
Look when you go into your bank. There's a sticker on the door. It says FDIC insured. If you have a credit union, there's a similar federal credit union insurance entity.
And its $50 billion has almost run out. They're asking for more now. Go ahead, Webster.
Naturally, that could be replenished, and it should. That's another part of the safety net that has to be replenished. In other words, that's where money should go. So
you better believe they better give us our fiat crap when we go in for it.
Well,
safety bucks, we're not even talking
money,
about
though.
You getting your money out.
Yeah, but the annuities, these are generally sold by insurance companies. They are iffy. Now, you're going to find people on television saying, well, insurance companies are heavily regulated. That's fine. But in a real economic panic breakdown crisis of the type we're facing now, I think annuities are in question. The other problem with annuities is the reason you get sold these things is the guy who sells you the annuity makes a tremendous commission. They sell it to old people who don't know what they're doing. Because the guy who sells it to you makes more money on an annuity than anything else he could sell you.
All right, let's stop right there. Matt, Scott, Bill, John, I'm going to get to you, but Webster's got to go, and I've got to get into some economic news. We got Ron Paul coming up here in just a few minutes, so everybody stay with us. I want to give Webster the last minute to plug his second book on Barack Obama. I carry his first book at Infowars.com, but you've got the last minute, Webster. Tell folks about the new book.
I have two books. One is Obama, the Postmodern Coup, The Making of a Manchurian Candidate, and that you should order straight from Alex, and I hope soon also Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, and that is the story of Obama as a poverty pimp. Everybody wants to know, what does it mean to be a community organizer? Well, it means that you're working for a foundation like the Ford Foundation. Their task is to defend the existing social order, meaning the existing ruling class of financiers.
He manages tribal reservations. That's what poverty pimps do.
Poverty pimps take suffering people, poor wretches, and turn them into dupes and a saleable committee political commodity. So spread the word. Obama is a poverty pimp.
And
he wants to be president. He's a divider. He's a splitter.
And he works for the foundation. You've got Obama, the biography by Webster Tarpley, available at Amazon.com. Give that title out again, Webster. Give the title of the book out again.
It's Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography. Please buy it at Amazon.com, failing that at Lulu.
All right, hold on. Let me talk.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling.
We are steaming towards an interview with Ron Paul coming up in the next 10 minutes. He's going to be calling in.
My mama told me.
Later we'll be playing some clips of George Bush last night and going over what's happening. The United States is being imploded by the New World Order right now. And they've got the police state in place. They've got the FEMA camps in place. We need to have a loss of confidence in this criminal government. If we allow them to do what they want, it's not the government anymore, they will win. Now, I'm so busy doing Coast to Coast AM and doing other interviews. I got one with Texas Monthly tomorrow morning. I'm glad I just remembered that. You know, all this stuff going on, National Geographic calling up, that I haven't even had time to get my finances properly in order. I'm just here at my machine gun on the front lines. The point is, I believe in gold and silver. And I believe that for people that still have paper assets, you're out of your mind if you don't move into gold and silver. And Ted Anderson, the owner of Genesis Communications Network, has been laying out this for years. He is able to get into gold when it is lower than it currently is, to offer it to you at below spot and at near spot, at just incredible deals. And, Ted, give me your take on what's happening financially right now, and then give folks today's offer.
Well, it's just like Webster was saying. We're looking at an inflationary depression. If we finance this deal, if we don't do anything about it, we're going to go into a deflationary depression. We really need to get away from this Federal Reserve system. We need to get into honest money, because this isn't going to help. This $700 billion bailout is just the tip of the iceberg. And like Bloomberg said, it's going to be closer to $5 trillion. Right now, the nation's debt is at $9 trillion. You add $5 trillion to it, you're almost doubling the debt. You're almost increasing it by 50%. That's just ludicrous. I mean, to put that much new currency into the system is just going to destroy the value of the money. Right now, without a question, yes, indeed, there are some really great buys right now. The British Sovereign right now is trading at $241 per coin. That's a couple bucks less than it was the day before. I think it's like $5 less. And then we have the Swiss francs and the French francs, that stuff, 196. That's about a dollar and a half, $2 lower. And then we have the Mercury dimes. And the Walking Liberty halves, I can't even get anymore. We were talking about those earlier on last week, and they're sold out, gone. Now the Mercury dimes are starting to dwindle away, and there's going to be no supply there. See, people think that just because the gold and silver market comes down a little bit, that the supply is increasing in the physical markets. It's not. People buy this stuff and they put it away. They're not buying it to trade. They're putting it away, and it's no longer on the market. So all this stuff that's in the physical market right now is just drying up. I'm hearing it from everywhere at all sources that there's not enough available to go to meet just the demand from last week alone. It's crazy, Alex. Right now at this time, to watch what's going on, the only thing that's good that's coming out of this thing is John McCain has suspended his campaign until they come to an agreement. I hope they never do. Now, at least we won't have to listen
to
him.
Well, if you Google gold shortage, silver shortage, they're trying to suppress it, the price they can. It's gone up over 100 bucks the last week. And when all they're going to do is devalue the dollar, and the dollar is already a dead duck. They're just trying to pile more.
The United States dollar, the Federal Reserve note that we're trading today, is a dead duck. You said it just like, that is just exactly right. What's going to happen is that dollar is going to fail. Call us at 1-800-686-2237. Everybody knows that the dollar's toast now. There's nobody out there that thinks that this thing's going to last. Again, 800-686-2237. Get out of the paper, get into gold, because that's honest money and been money for 6,000 years. The United States government can't mess with that.
They absolutely. It's been performing at over 30% a year, while everything else has been in the negative. Stay there, Ted.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.